The Life of a 10-Year-Old Boy.
One. Hello, family, children, and elderly. So, what we're going to talk about is a lot of things. So I told you last podcast that I'm going to have a special guest and we're going to be talking about a special topic. This special guest, how about he introduces himself?
Introduce myself? I'm on your show, man.
Okay, his name is Michael Cannon. He is my dad. So what do you think about all these sports stars and celebrities getting COVID-19?
Well, thanks for having me on your podcast. This is pretty cool. How's it been going? Have you been getting a lot of listens? Like, people have been listening a lot to your podcast? Or
I don't know. I haven't even checked, to be honest.
Well, that's cool. Are you enjoying the process so far? Is it fun?
It's pretty fun.
All right. Well, it's kind of weird, right? I mean, all these sports stars are getting it. I think it's pretty inevitable that, you know, they were bound to get it, especially in the sports world, because you consider how close they are, you know, when they're playing sports. They're definitely not playing 6 feet away unless you're James Harden on defense, and you're playing more than 6 feet away. Or if you're guarding Ben Simmons and you just let him shoot a three-pointer, then you're more than 6 feet away. But, they always spend a lot of time together, like on buses, planes, practice. I mean, I'm surprised more people haven't tested positive. But I guess it just shows that how sometimes you can be asymptomatic and still be a carrier. So that means they might be carrying it, but not be testing positive because they're all young and healthy athletes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of weird because it's shutting. The whole world is shutting down, and you know, when things are going kind of crazy in the world, we turn to different diversions like playing sports, watching sports, and now we don't even have that because they're affected too, so it's really crazy.
Yeah. So, we have this little known famous person in the NBA world, and his name is Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He came to the Brooklyn Nets and he announced that he was positive, that he tested positive on March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
But the first person to get it, and the reason that the NBA closed down, the main reason, was Rudy Gobert, and he was from the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think about Kevin Durant getting it?
Like I said, I think it's inevitable that they're going to have it. It's just kind of shocking when these people that you follow, and that I guess they're like celebrities, right, that have it. But it's weird because it's like the public really doesn't seem as outraged like if, let's say, someone down the street got it, or if doctors got it, you know, which are more... Not that more than one life is important than another, but that the jobs are totally different. And a doctor who's probably working on the front lines of helping people with coronavirus doesn't get as much fanfare or publicity as, you know, an NBA player. Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that NBA players are getting it because don't they work so hard to stay healthy, hydrate, and do all those things, but yet they get the coronavirus. But it just shows you that the coronavirus doesn't pick and choose.
That's true. It doesn't pick and choose, but also the way it spreads, it's like you can pick it off of any surfaces. That's why it's important to wash your hands, get your fingers off of your face, mouth, lips, all that stuff, and just make sure that you're working out and taking your vitamins too.
Yeah. So a couple more people. Marcus Smart from the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan Mitchell, who also if you didn't know this, was a rapper. He is a rapper. And also, Christian Wood from the Pistons. And this is just a time to go to the bathroom if you need to, wash your hands, and anything else. All right, welcome back from that little break. Just wanna remind you, if you didn't, wash your hands after that little bathroom break. Okay, getting back to the topic at hand. So I was talking about Christian Wood from the Pistons. Not very popular, but I do have somebody popular. He's not a sports star, but he is pretty famous. His name is Tom Hanks. He tested positive. If you don't know Tom Hanks, he is an actor and a filmmaker. He tested positive. Do you know who this person is, this little celebrity?
Little celebrity?
Well, he's not really
little. Yeah, he's Mr. He's the voice of Woody from Toy Story. He's been in our lives forever, like making movies forever. He was in Big, Castaway. Yeah, it was a real big shock that he tested positive as well. Him and his wife both tested positive, right? And I saw that they sent them both home from the hospital and they should be recovering at home. So, kind of a scary thing, but kind of cool that he's doing well. So.
Yeah, and they made a comment saying that they're feeling better. On to the next popular celebrity. His name is Prince Charles. He's the son of Queen Elizabeth II and heir to the throne.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, yeah. Because Queen Elizabeth is old, man, so they are isolating her for sure, but the fact that he tested positive, he was just with her maybe a couple of days beforehand, so hopefully she doesn't test positive and she's feeling fine. I'm hoping for a good recovery of everybody. I don't know in terms of the most recent stuff what it's showing, but I mean, looks like the U.S. can become the epicenter of this infection, so hopefully we can get it under control. Maybe you should remind all your listeners to do their part and social distance, and if they can, shelter in place, safer at home type of thing, and to wash your hands and not be dirty, dirty 10-year-olds, right?
Mm-hmm. Also, for all of you ladies out there, all of you bachelor and bachelorette lovers and fans, here is some news to you, possibly new news. This is not fake news, by the way. His name, Colton Underwood. He's a former bachelor and a former NFL player who has tested positive.
I wonder if your mom knows who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, right?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Dad?
You know, it's like I said, anybody can get it. We're, you know, there's bound to be more famous people. There's bound to be regular Joe Schmo down the street. But the important thing is that we're all do our part to help curb this and not be premature and go back to work and start exposing ourselves again to everybody. Just making sure that we follow what the scientists are saying about this, using evidence-based medicine. As you know, I'm a doctor, so I'm a big fan of evidence-based medicine and doing things that have their basis in science and not just making stuff up as you go along, because that's how misinformation gets spread and that's how people get killed and that's how we don't stay safe. So.
Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering about how the doctors aren't getting it, just ask our little special guest here.
Ask what? How we're not getting it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just gotta make sure that you're using proper personal protective equipment, washing your hands, and staying sanitary. Wiping down all your surfaces, reducing the amount of exposure to patients who you think could be positive, and
Okay, I guess that's it. Let's wrap it up. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and if you want to send in a message, ask me any questions, just go on our Spotify page.